Dr. Penske dictating male IMN, Ryan, R-Y-A-N, Fox, F-O-X. Ryan Fox is a 27-year-old male who reports he injured his left shoulder at work on 4-16-20. Compared to that occasion, he was loading a truck and lost his footing. Appeared he fell on the way down and grabbed a rack that was bolted to the wall with his left arm. Appeared he actually pulled the rack out of the wall. Period. He did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. Further evaluation led to a diagnosis of a torn labrum. Period. This was repaired surgically on two occasions by Dr. Lipschultz. Comma 7-15-20 and 6-1-22. Period. He completed his course of active treatment on 1-12-23. Period. New paragraph. Per the medical records supplied, Mr. Fox was seen at Concentra on 4-20-20. Reporting the mechanism of injury, period. He had not had any interim treatment, but complained of pain in the left shoulder, period. He said he fell onto the left side with his arm outstretched to the left, period. He was examined and underwent x-rays of the left shoulder. Period, he was diagnosed with a left shoulder strain for which he was initiated on conservative care, including physical therapy. Period, he followed up here over the next several weeks, but remains symptomatic. Period. New paragraph on 6-2-20. He was seen at Concentra by Dr. Lipschultz. Period. He admitted that in the past he had a voluntary instability of the right shoulder, but denied this was the case on the left. He reviewed the left shoulder MRI. That should already have been inserted. Dr. Lipschultz diagnosed left shoulder instability. Corticosteroid injection was given, and additional therapy was ordered. Period. He had a repeat. He had a cervical spine MRI at 4-30-20 to be inserted. Period. He had a left shoulder MRI done on 5-21-20 to be inserted. Period. On 7-15-20, Dr. Lipschultz performed surgery to be inserted. Period. New paragraph, Mr. Fox followed up postoperatively with Dr. Lipschultz and his colleagues. Period. He participated in physical therapy. Period. On 3-22-21, he participated in a functional capacity evaluation. Period. He did not demonstrate the ability to work within the heavy-medium category of his job. Period. He followed up with Dr. Lipschultz. Period. On 11-12-21, a left shoulder MRI arthrogram was done to be inserted here. Period. EMG was done by Dr. Sitta, C-I-T-T-A, on 1-4-22 to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. On 2-8-22, Dr. Ponzio performed a need for treatment orthopedic evaluation. Period. He expressed that the neurologic symptoms are new. Period. He did not relate the numbness of to his work injury of 4-16-20. Period. Exam revealed findings of left carpal tunnel syndrome. Period. He did recommend an EMG that was unrelated to the work injury. Period. He did relate his current left shoulder symptoms due to the work injury. Period. He had been back to work for 5 months, doing heavy physical demand work. Period. He recommended a direct shoulder MRI arthrogram. Period. With respect to the FCE, he reiterated the conclusions just stated. Perry did recommend additional therapy. Period on 1/3/23, Mr. Fox participated in another FCE. Period, he demonstrated the ability to perform 96.1% of the physical demands as tested for his job as a mover slash helper. Period, this was in the heavy physical demand category. Period. On 4/26/22, Dr. Lipschultz disagreed with the conclusions reached by Dr. Ponzio. Period. It was noted when last evaluated on 1/10/22, he only had 90 degrees of active abduction and forward flexion, but full passive range of motion. But it was felt he had failed conservative care with non-operative management, so he recommended repeat arthroscopy. But he also recommended a new job. Period. Per the examinee, he did, in fact, undergo a second surgical procedure, but we are not in receipt of the operative report. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper. There was heel portal scarring about the left shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. There was a 3-inch diameter round flat scar on the left upper arm laterally, suggestive of a birthmark. Period. Left shoulder motion was variable between 165 and 180 degrees of flexion and abduction. Period. Motion of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full on all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, trigger, and interlocking. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5-5. Resisted left shoulder abduction and external rotation, but was otherwise 5/5. Shoulder maneuvers, he had a positive O'Brien's maneuver on the left, which was negative on the right. The rest of that is normal, cervical normal, and thoracic normal. Impressions. On 4/16/22, Ryan Fox injured his left shoulder when he fell while loading his truck. Period. He did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He was seen at Concentra and initiated on conservative care. Period. He had a cervical spine MRI at 4/30/20, as well as a right shoulder MRI at 4/30/20. Period. Left shoulder MRI on 5/21/20. Period. On 7/15/20, Dr. Lipschultz performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. He had further rehabilitation, including work hardening. Period. He did perform an FCE at first, which deemed he was not capable of reaching the physical demands of his position as a mover slash helper. Period. He returned to Dr. Lipschultz through 4/26/22 when he reiterated suggesting additional surgical intervention. Period. I am not in receipt of the second operative report suggested in this progress note. Period. At his visit of 1/12/23, Dr. Lipschultz wrote, with a history of 2 labral repairs and a history of posterior instability, he would do best by avoiding heavy pushing. Brady discharged him from care at maximum medical improvement. Period. He did undergo a second FCE that found he was capable of returning to work. Period. New paragraph, the current examination. Mr. Fox found there to be somewhat variable mobility about the left shoulder, but this could be completed fully with repetition. Period. He had intact strength and He had a positive O'Brien's maneuver on the left, which was negative on the right. Paired other provocative maneuvers were negative. Paired, he had only minimally reduced strength about the shoulder girdle musculature. Period. New paragraph, there is 10% permanent partial total disability referable to the left shoulder. Period. And that is the end.